step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
108 Studios, now back to Maddie in the morning.
On Kiss 108.
Hey, radio pals, good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're well in these crazy times. How's the weather up there?
Cold. It's not good.
It's really.
Yeah. It's just cold and gray.
I don't know why. I don't know why you live there, Bill.
It's just the
worst. I mean,
Lisa's
time. Raising a family and all that.
Yeah.
But you, Billy.
I know. I think about it every day.
Yeah, man. I could get your place down here, bro.
You cut me a deal.
Well, no, I don't own real estate.
Yeah. Billy wants an endorsement deal.
Find a nice
place.
Well,
how about the Villages?
Billy, well, do I get a deal? Can I trade it? Never mind. You know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
All right, so here we go. It's the morning after the inauguration. What a day it was yesterday. President Biden sworn in as our next president. Kamala Harris sworn in as vice president. It was an amazing day, and I thought an amazing inauguration ceremony. Lady Gaga was impressive with her version of the national anthem, albeit in a very curious dress. Just not a really good choice of outfit.
Well, it looked like she was going to the Met Gala.
It bothered me the minute she came
through
the doors.
It's not a Lady Gaga concert.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Yeah.
It's not Gaga Day.
But she did sound great, and she's, you know, she really wanted to do a good job, and she did.
She exploded through those double doors.
Yeah, she did.
What is going on here?
It was just, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, J-Lo, I thought, was amazing. With her version of This Land Is My Land, mm-hmm. mashed up with America the Beautiful. Even got Let's Get Loud in there, a little clip of that. Of course, A-Rod.
Yeah, what was that about?
Oh, I love that song. But yeah, she mashed it in like quickly.
Yeah.
I thought it was a creative
a nice little
production. Yeah. Of course, A-Rod is her plus one. And it was cool to see Boston Mayor Marty Walsh there at the inauguration as a guy.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
You got several shots of Marty Walsh. As the the nominee as a labor secretary.
You know,
secretary.
One of his last acts was making me the man of the year.
Absolutely, yes. The Maddie in the Morning Day.
Maddie in the Morning Day.
Imagine
I just
that.
Got the plaque. Just
came in the mail.
Yesterday.
Yay.
Yeah, Maddie in the Morning Day. I only got a day.
That's what you got, a day, and take it.
Okay, Maddie. I encourage all my fellow Bostonians to join me in celebrating Matt Siegel's 40 years on the radio and the significant impact he's left on our community. Ha! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think that's
Marty
amazing.
Walsh was there.
Marty Walsh was there, and I thought that was a cool moment. Garth Brooks sang Amazing Grace. And as I was watching the coverage...
That was a weird choice. He doesn't have that kind of voice.
No, he doesn't. I thought it was a weird choice of songs. And also, as I was
watching... No, it was a good song.
Oh, yeah.
But not him.
No, for him, I meant. And as I was watching the coverage on CNN, the commentators were saying, well, I think Garth right now is violating several COVID protocols. He was so excited after he finished the song.
He
started
everybody.
Walking up and he's hugging everybody and he didn't have a mask on.
That was funny.
23-year-old poet, Harvard grad Amanda Gorman, was a major hit with a poem she wrote after seeing the riots a couple of weeks ago at the Capitol. Here's a clip of her at the podium yesterday.
Step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
She's got two books on the way already, by the way, numbers 1 and 2 on Amazon's pre-order list. Says she wants to be President Gorman someday.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you got a
Got
time. It's possible.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders went viral with his handmade mittens made by this school teacher in Vermont right here.
I love it that he loves them and that he wears them, and I'm totally honored that he wore them today. I'm really proud that he took them to D.C. and that he was there for this historic moment. The fact that these mittens, which were made from recycled and repurposed materials, made it to the national stage is really a shout out to Vermont.
I bet she's even more proud this morning after seeing all the memes.
No, I love it. I love that he's so purely Vermont.
He was in his little Burton jacket that he already went viral for.
Yeah.
This is the second time he's been in that jacket.
Yeah.
But his wife tweeted out saying that his son actually used to work at Burton and gifted him with the jacket originally and then re-gifted it without his face on it for Christmas.
Yeah, it's all Vermont products. Yeah. It's all good.
Definitely pure.
Yeah. The memes were just so good yesterday.
Last night, the Celebrate America special, of course, hosted by Tom Hanks. There's a clip of Tom Hanks last night.
The summer presidential inauguration is a tradition, an act that marks the commitment of a new four-year term. Yet in truth, Inauguration Day is about much more than the swearing in of our next national leaders. This day is about witnessing the permanence of our American ideal.
And I got to tell you, given the pandemic and all that's going on, they really pulled off this inauguration.
I thought it was my favorite by far.
Yeah. Last night,
of all the inaugurations.
Katy Perry, John Legend, Bruce Springsteen gave live performances from outside the Lincoln Memorial. Justin Timberlake performed his song from his hometown in Memphis. Tim McGraw appeared from Nashville. Demi Lovato performed. The show ended, of course, with Katy Perry singing Firework, with fireworks exploding all over D.C. Pretty cool moment. And a cool moment during last night's special, former Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Obama with a collective message of unity. Here's some of that right here.
I think if Americans would love their neighbor like they would like to be loved themselves, a lot of the division in our society would end.
That's what this means. It's a new beginning. And everybody needs to get off their high horse and reach out to their friends and neighbors and try to make it possible.
If, in fact, as George said, we're looking for what binds us together, the American people are strong, they're tough, they can get through hardship, and there's no problem they can't solve when we're working together. I think that was the theme of Joe's inaugural speech, and I think all of us discovered that we're at our best when we're all moving in the same direction.
You heard that, Costa. Get off your high horse.
That was a very cool moment, though, last night.
I loved that.
Get off that high horse, buddy.
Yeah. And interesting story. Chrissy Teigen had been blocked on social
I love this.
Former President Trump, and now Chrissy Teigen is one of the few people President Biden is officially following.
He's following 11 people from the POTUS account, and they're all like staffers and people that work with him and Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
And Macklemore, very quick to release a song, Trump's Over, and I've got a clip right here.
Trump's over, he lost. Social media kicked him off, he gone. Throw a party on the White House lawn. Retire the liar, impeach that orange hoe. So long.
You're fired.
Trump's over.
Just a clip right there.
Yeah, I'm out.
And another topic.
Keep working on that.
I think you need a redo on that.
Give it another shot.
Yeah, you might want to polish that up a little bit.
Yeah, get back in the studio on that.
Yeah, you're not done. Yeah, exactly.
Arnold Schwarzenegger got a vaccine, and he let all of us join in on it by video. And here's a clip of Arnold getting it right here.
Put that needle down.
All done.
All right, I just got my vaccine. And I would recommend it to anyone and everyone. Come with me if you want to live.
Okay.
I can't get a vaccine. I want to get a vaccine.
Yeah.
I can't get one.
Hey, there was a winner in the Powerball jackpot last night. A single winning ticket was sold in Maryland. The jackpot worth $731 million.
Okay, we need to know exactly who this person is and what they're going to do with the money.
Yeah, there are laws in Maryland. Like,
every state's
different.
Will the
identity be released or...
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
I can't. They have to.
Well, some states
be revealed. You don't get to win it privately. I mean, you know, that's part of the game. If you're playing the game, if you take the money, we got to know who you are.
They can remain anonymous in
Maryland. Oh boy.
Well, I'm against that.
Yep.
No, I'm telling you, I'm gonna make a few phone calls.
Well, tomorrow night's Mega Millions.
Who am I going to call? I'm going to call Bill. I'll call Bill today. I don't like this. Wait a minute. I want to talk about this for a minute.
Yeah.
Right? And everything else, you know who won, right? Imagine you're watching football and they said, well, we can't tell you who won. We're turning the TV off in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? I mean, like, it's a public thing. It's a public thing. You entered a public game.
I agree with you on that.
You shouldn't be anonymous.
You know what you're getting into, you know?
I hear you, but from a personal standpoint, if I won, I would want to remain anonymous.
Of course you would.
So,
of course you want to remain anonymous.
But you don't get to.
Too bad.
No, I hear you.
How do we know someone won? Oh, yeah, I guess. We won it, yeah.
Well, there was that one a couple years ago. Remember that one that we
were trying to track her down.
Yeah, that's where we got Debbie.
Because it was New Hampshire. Yeah, right. We never did.
No.
Never.
Well,
there was one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like South Carolina or something. That's where we got our lovely Debbie from.
Well, tomorrow night's Mega Millions is worth $970 million.
We still have a
chance. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, remember? Yeah. We tried to find the
diner.
Person.
I don't know. Yeah. Good morning.
She got total cold feet when we called
her. Yeah, she was going to help us. Yeah,
if I find out anything else, then I'll be glad to share it with you. Yeah.
It was reported that she knew him personally.
She totally clammed up. Like, she couldn't, she got very nervous.
Well, because we talked to her at the end of the show one day, and then I said to her, and she said that she knew him. He comes in and eats, and then I told her, okay, we're going to get you on the air tomorrow. And when we got her on the air the next day, she knew nothing.
Yeah,
well,
she was.
You know, all ball players, you know what they make. Movie stars, you know what they make. I mean, people's money, you know, for any kind of public person is made public. And yet this person wins the lottery and we can't know who it is.
Maybe we should call a random diner in Maryland this morning.
Because you know what? It's a thing of interest. What would you do with the money? Does money buy happiness? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know what I would do. I'd give most of it away. What are you going to do with it?
I could think of a lot of things to do with it.
You give a lot away.
Obviously,
though.
After I buy the plane, I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Right.
A plane's short money. What's a plane? 40 million?
Well, I mean, if you've got over 700 million, a plane's not very expensive. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'd buy a plane. I would just fly private.
Yeah.
Well, I already do.
Just have an account with NetJets or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've done that. Already, and I don't have, I didn't win the lottery.
Right. Hey, we're brought to you by yourhomeforsale.com, your local and trusted real estate resource. Yourhomeforsale.com is your advantage in today's real estate market throughout Greater Boston and beyond. You can trust the experts at the Home Advantage team of Gibson Sotheby's International Realty. So go to yourhomeforsale.com, and there you go.
Yo, what up? It's Macklemore with Billy Costa on Kiss 108. Let's go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.